Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Disabled Persons Assembly's notable radio show. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial, or age-related. Over the next half hour, we'll discover how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's notable radio show, a whole new attitude.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to DPA Notable Radio for this Friday, the 15th of November, 2019. Welcome one, welcome all. An explanation at the top of the show. We were supposed to have Audrey Espister, the Deputy Director General of Health for Disability Support Services, on the program today, speaking from Wellington. However, unfortunately, there have been a number of things that stopped me and her from talking to one another on the program, and the interview for this week is therefore not going ahead. However, she will be on the program. We hope, fingers crossed, at the end of, sometime in early December, on one of the last shows of the year. Today, though, we'll be taken up with a mixture of what's been happening in DPA land and what will happen in DPA land. Of course, Disabled Persons Assembly over the next couple of months as we wind down to Christmas and then charge up again for the new year, 2020. As well as that, I will be talking about the forthcoming DPA New Zealand AGM, which will be held in Wellington on November the 30th, and how you can be involved in that if you're a member or an attending member. We'll also have plenty of music because there's quite a bit of time to fill today on the program. We are hoping, however, to have more guests on the program in the near future. As I said, Audrey Espister can't make it today, but we're very hopeful that she will be with us in the near future to talk about disability support services and the recent conversations that she's been having around the country with disability support service users. Okay, I think that to save my voice today from cracking out again, we'll just have some music to start with, and why not go with Prince, Let's Go Crazy. And you're listening to Chris Ford on Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio on this Friday, 15 November 2019.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
Doctor, everything will be alright.
Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, we'll be right back.
what's it all for?
Let's Go Crazy from 1985. You're listening to Chris Ford on Disabled Persons Assembly Dunedin and District's Notable Radio for this Friday, November 15th, 2019. Welcome along, everyone. Okay, well, we'll have a notice first up about the upcoming Access for All meeting, which will be held on Monday, November the 25th, from 10:30 a.m. until noon at the Dunedin Community House on Moray Place. And by the way, that will be in the Alexander McMillan Room, Dunedin Community House. That's the Access for All group that's come together to discuss accessibility issues in the Dunedin area. It's mainly comprised of disabled people and also some service providers, but mostly disabled people from across the impairment spectrum, which is really great. It's a really positive development. We've already discussed a number of issues, including around mobility parking, parking for taxi, mobility taxi vehicles, as well as pedestrian access and others. We've had some guests from the Dunedin City Council come and talk to us, and given that there are a number of projects on the horizon, such as the new Dunedin Hospital build, there will be no doubt other speakers invited to talk about those and other projects as well. So that's the Access for All group, which meets on Monday, November the 25th, from 10:30 a.m. until 12 noon in the Alexander McMillan, that is the upstairs meeting room, Dunedin Community House, that we're broadcasting from today, on Moray Place, 301, as a matter of fact, 301 Moray Place. So again, that is the Access for All group, Monday, November the 25th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, Alexander McMillan meeting room upstairs in Dunedin Community House here at 301 Moray Place. If you want any more information, please feel free to contact John Marrable at Disability Information Service on 471 6152. That number again, 471-6152. And you could also get a hold of them on email, john@disabilityinfo, or one word, .co.nz, john@disabilityinfo.co.nz. If you want to find out more about the Access for All group, also you can contact me, by the way, as well. I usually broadcast my details at the end of the show. So that's a notice about the upcoming Access for All meeting, the last one for 2019 on November the 25th. That reminds me, November the 25th, that's only 1 month until Christmas. My word, we have just flown through this year. It is just so incredible. I've had such a busy one myself. Anyway, also, just to let people know, I will be off to Australia to see family as of mid-December, so at some point I will be pre-recording some shows to play over the summer break while I'm away, and while hopefully you're also taking a break out there, I'm hoping to get some guests on as well to talk to us as part of those shows to keep you informed during the Christmas New Year break. More information on that as we get nearer to Christmas. Not far away now. Okay, let's have some more music to conserve my voice. And let's have Irene Cara, Fame from 1980. You're listening to Chris Ford on DPA Notable Radio on this Friday, the 15th of November 2019.
Look at me and tell me what you see.
fame from Irene Cara from 1980 from the film of the same name. It also was the song which identified itself with the show of the same name, Fame, the hit that was actually the main introductory song for Fame, the actual television series. Excuse me, I'm just trying to contain my breakfast, unfortunately. But anyway, that's enough information from me. Right, okay, we're coming now to our second notice for day. We're about to wind up for the year in DPA Dunedin, and we are planning on a end-of-year function. I said on the last program that we would have the details organised, hopefully by this time. However, we're having trouble getting a hold of the venue. We hope to set that date very soon, and to let you know by the next program, which will be on November the 29th, which will be just a weekend before International Day of Disabled Persons, which this year falls on Tuesday, December the 3rd. By the way, the main theme this year for International Day of Disabled Persons is around accessibility and its positives for disabled people, and indeed for everyone in our community and globally. The International Day of Disabled Persons, by the way, it's been around since 1981. It was proclaimed by the UN, and we hope to, as DPA, mark that day in some way where a function to also thank the people we've been working alongside this year, from the City Council, MPs, you name it. We hope to be able to tell you more about that on the next program. Also, too, just letting you know about the DPA New Zealand National AGM, which is coming up on Saturday, November the 30th in Wellington. Now, given that most people will not be able to attend in person in Wellington, there is still the option available of going online and joining in that way. If you are a member of DPA and want to know more about how you can do that, please, I will be distributing information as well to our membership around this. Please let me know, and these are my contact details, by the way, and my contact details are Kaituitui, Chris Ford, chris.ford@dpa.org.nz, that's my email address, Chris Ford, without the E, @dpa.org.nz. My phone numbers are landline 03 476 7579, put the 03 if you're dialing from outside of Dunedin or via your mobile. Also, you can contact me on mobile, texts are also welcome, 027 696 0872. That's if you want to get a hold of me for any reason with regards to DPA Dunedin, please do that. By the way, as I said before, our national AGM is coming up on Saturday, November the 30th. If you are a member of DPA and wish to participate but can't make it to Wellington, there is still the option of joining in online with a live stream. That's a very, very good thing to do. Obviously, in this day and age, it will enable everybody to participate. Also, there are a number of issues that will likely come before the AGM, and the National AGM, that is, and they include the discussion on the DPA's position around the end-of-life choice bill. As this program is actually being recorded about 2 days prior, on Wednesday, on 13th of November, the end-of-life choice bill, by the way, just just diverging for a second, will be debated, is due to be debated on the day this program is being recorded, November the 15th. And so, by the time you're listening to this on Friday the 15th, we will know whether or not New Zealand will be facing a referendum on the end-of-life choice bill. DPA will be coming to, no doubt, a decision about our position, most likely at our AGM, but we will let you know the outcomes of that. There are a lot of issues that we will be facing over the next year, besides the general election, and that is likely to be one of them. That is, of course, if the legislation does go through, and you'll probably be listening on the other side of Wednesday, and we'll know the result. That brings me almost to the end of today's program. Just by the way, in terms of our schedule for the rest of the year, in terms of our broadcast schedule, our next shows will be on November the 29th, December the 13th, and December the 27th. The December the 27th will be our Christmas show. I'm going to try and see if we can't get a very special guest. I'm thinking of a few people, but let's see how that pans out. I will definitely let you know if we can get someone on the program. If you've got any ideas, by the way, as to guests you'd like to have or hear interviewed on the program, please get a hold of me. I've just given my contact details, chris.ford@dpa.org.nz. Make sure it's a disability rights related subject that we can talk to, a person that we can talk to, but please let us know. On that note, I'd just like to say thank you for listening today. We'll be back, as I said, on Friday, November the 29th for our live show in November. And to take us out today, I thought that we'd go out with Alana Miles' Black Velvet from 1989. Take care, everyone. See you on November the 29th at 1:30 for more DPA Notable Radio on Otago Access Radio. One final thing, if you've missed the program live or any FM program live, this is available as a podcast on the Internet Access Radio app. We're available on Google Play and other good app platforms. Here's Alana Miles to take us out today. See you on the 29th. Bye-bye.
Spell, Jimmy Rogers on the
Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio Show, a whole new attitude coming your way on Otago Access Radio. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial, or age-related. Tune in to hear how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's Notable Radio Show, every second Friday afternoon at 1:30 on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM and 1575 AM.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.